And
Would
we'll
you ever
call
hear
them
a spider web called anything else? They ever call it a
spider web?
Cobweb?
Well, yes.
Would, if you saw it inside a house, would you be more likely to call it, say, in a corner like that, would you call it a spider web or a cobweb?
If there was a spider in that corner, I would call it a spider web.
If it were there alone and there was no spider, if it were an old one, would you call it a spider web or a cobweb?
I would call it, like going in these old houses, just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there, where you might not
yeah,
see spiders.
I understand. I'm trying to think of the word that I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say old spider webs,
mm-hmm.
which it would be cobwebs.
Mm-hmm. If it had a spider in it, would you ever feel like calling it a cobweb?
No.
What's the kind of a tree that you might tap for syrup?
Like the pine trees?
Mm-hmm.
Now you do that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's
no,
that's,
no, no.
That's,
they do something to those pine trees.
What do they call that? That's turpentine?
Yes, turpentine.
Uh-huh.
And, but they, you know, they also get put it in the, okay, what is it, sharp trees?
Kind of, they, sometimes, they do a lot of this up north, they get,
yes.
Uh-huh. It's called, it's kind of syrup, they call it, maple syrup.
Yes, they make maple syrup,
uh-huh.
Maple trees.
What would you, did you ever hear a name for the, you know, when they turpentine a tree, they cut it down?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever hear a name for that? Please?
I don't know the name, but I've seen it because there's so many pine trees
mm-hmm.
around.
What's kind of tree with broad leaves and they're shed all at one time?
Oak trees.
Uh-huh. Then there's a kind of tree with little balls that fall off.
Stickers,
mm-hmm.
round sticker-like trees. That would be some type of there are a lot of them at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness, I don't know, but I hate them.
What kinds of trees would you have around here?
Around, we have pine trees, oak
mm-hmm.
trees, dogwood trees.
Mm-hmm.
We have the all kind of many different pine trees and oak trees,
mm-hmm.
and pecan trees,
mm-hmm.
and pear trees, lots of pears, and goodness me, I'm trying to think. I think that's about all. I know it's not all, but I can't think
mm-hmm.
of those.
What would you call the part of the tree underneath the ground?
The root.
And, if you were pulling up a stump, you would have to dig around and cut the...
roots.
There's an old story about George Washington cut down a...
cherry tree.
What kinds of poison...
poison
shrubs?
Ivy?
Yeah.
Poison ivy, poison oak.
No. Would you have one that might grow around fences with clusters of berries or bobs or something like that?
Yes.
Would you know the name of that?
No, but it seems like it's something like poison ivy.
What kinds of berries would you have around here?
We have blackberries, scuplins.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a berry.
Mm-hmm.
Would
you ever hear another name for scuplins?
Goodness, I can't think of the name.
Would it be muscadines?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would there be a difference between scuplins and muscadines?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Would they be different colors, the berries?
Well, if they ripen.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.